This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Death toll reaches 7, including 5 foreign and 2 Nepali climbers in avalanche on Mount Yolongri in Dolakha. 6 missing climbers rescued safely. Bodies of 2 Italian climbers found on Pangbari Peak in Gurkha. Foreign Affairs Ministry to recall Nepali ambassadors from 11 countries and assign them to the ministry. And U.S. airports face major delays amid record-breaking government shutdown. Now the news in detail. The death toll from an avalanche on Mount Yolongri in Dolakha's Rolawing region has reached 7, including 5 foreign and 2 Nepali climbers. The identities of the deceased climbers are yet to be confirmed. Meanwhile, 6 climbers who had gone missing have been rescued safely. Colonel Lok Sagar Kotwal, commander of the Nepali Army's Garuda Battalion, informed that 6 people, 3 foreigners and 3 Nepalese, were rescued and brought to Na village this morning. The avalanche struck on Monday morning, leaving 7 dead, 4 missing and 4 injured. Although a helicopter reached Na village on Monday afternoon to carry out certain rescue operations, bad weather delayed immediate efforts. Later, several Sherpa guides were airlifted to the Yolongri region to assist in the rescue. According to Colonel Kotwal, a joint rescue team of 35 Nepali army personnel, 10 armed police force members and 5 Nepal police officers were deployed from Lama Bagur on Monday afternoon for search and rescue operations. On the 28th of October, a team of 15 climbers, both Nepali and foreign, had set out in different groups to climb the 5,630-meter-high Yolongri Mountain located in Gaurisankar Rural Municipality 9 of Dolakha. The climbers had left the base camp at 4 a.m. on Monday and were struck by the avalanche around 8 a.m. while attempting to reach the summit. Meanwhile, the bodies of 2 Italian climbers who had been missing for the past 5 days on Pangbari Peak in Gurkha have been found. The deceased have been identified as 51-year-old Stefano Farento and 20-year-old Caputo Alexandro, both from Italy. According to Rajkumar Shrestha, information officer at the district police office and deputy superintendent of police, the bodies were discovered at the first camp of Pangbari, buried on the snow. The bodies have been brought to Samagaon by helicopter. 3 Italian nationals and a Nepali helper had been stranded at the first camp and base camp since last Wednesday while returning from Pangbari Peak. Farinto and Gupatio were reportedly caught in heavy snowfall and stranded while descending after being unable to reach the summit. DSP Shrestha said that another Italian climber, 64-year-old Paolino Water, who was stranded with them, was rescued by helicopter last Sunday. Nepali climbers Pemba Renzi Sherpa, Dawa Chiri Sherpa and Pasang Tamang, who were assisting the group, were also rescued the same day and airlifted to Kathmandu for treatment. The government has directed the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to recall Nepali ambassadors from 11 countries and assign them to work within the ministry. The decision follows a Supreme Court interim order issued on Sunday, which halted the government's earlier move to recall the ambassadors. According to the ministry, a letter from the government was received on Monday, instructing it to summon the ambassadors back to the ministry. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Pogdel Chetri confirmed that the letter formally requested all 11 ambassadors to return. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held on the 16th of October had decided to recall by the 6th of November the ambassadors who were appointed on political grounds. However, a writ petition was filed at the Supreme Court claiming that the government's decision was unlawful. After a preliminary hearing, the court issued an interim order on Sunday, directing the government not to implement the decision until further notice. Landslides and floods from continuous rainfall on the 4th to 5th of October has damaged properties worth 11.8 81 billion rupees in Ilam district. Chief District Officer Sunita Nepal said roads, bridges, buildings, water and irrigation projects, agriculture and livestock sectors were affected. Road division projects suffered the highest loss at nearly 7 billion rupees, followed by 2.34 billion rupees in roads, 850 million rupees in bridges and 40 million rupees in buildings. Nepal Electricity Authority reported losses of 24.7 million rupees. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Airports across the United States are experiencing widespread delays and cancellations as air traffic controllers face immense stress and fatigue during the ongoing record-breaking government shutdown. Al Jazeera cited the Federal Aviation Administration as saying from Friday to Sunday, more than 16,700 flights were delayed and nearly 2,300 were cancelled nationwide. The disruptions continued into Monday evening, with over 4,000 additional delays and 600 cancellations recorded across major airports. The Federal Aviation Administration said in X that half of its core 30 major airport facilities were experiencing staffing shortages due to the shutdown, with absences at New York area airports reaching as high as 80%. Air traffic controllers, nearly 13,000 across the U.S., are designated as essential workers, meaning they have been required to work without pay since the shutdown began on the 1st of October. OpenAI has signed a $38 billion 7-year contract with Amazon to access its cloud computing infrastructure as the AI company continues securing major partnerships to meet growing demands for computing power. According to the BBC, the deal gives OpenAI access to NVIDIA graphics processors to train its AI models and reduce its reliance on Microsoft. In 2025, OpenAI has signed agreements with over $1 trillion with Oracle, Broadcom, AMD, and NVIDIA. The agreement follows OpenAI's recent restructuring, which shifted it away from non-profit status and gave it more operational and financial independence from Microsoft. OpenAI co-founder and CEO Sam Altman said scaling frontier AI requires massive, reliable computing, and the partnership with AWS strengthens the ecosystem needed to advance AI and make it widely accessible. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudipasim provinces and other hilly regions of the country, while partly cloudy conditions are likely in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain and snowfall at a few places in the hilly regions of Gundaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudipasim provinces, and light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of the remaining provinces. Light rain is also likely to occur at one or two places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sudipasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll raises 7, including 5 foreign and 2 Nepali climbers, in avalanche on Mount Yolungri in Dolakha. 6 missing climbers rescued safely. Bodies of 2 Italian climbers found on Pangbari Peak in Gurkha. Foreign Affairs Ministry to recall Nepali ambassadors from 11 countries and assign them to the ministry. And U.S. airports face major delays amid record-breaking government shutdown. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.